819, we have emergency triple team traffic. How's it looking now, Andy?
A lot of problems out there. They've seemed to have been more on the city streets than they have been on the main freeways, highways, I-15 included. You still got big delays from Bluffdale to the South Interchange. That's going to take you 30 minutes alone, and then another 15 to 20 to get from the South Interchange into Salt Lake City. Traffic on the West Belt improving a little bit, but still slow. Then from 47th up through the construction to about 201. Bangor Highway breaking up a little bit in Taylorsville, but still backed up in West Valley right now. Eric Butler.
And you also have a new crash. This is on Bangor Highway heading north towards I-80. In fact, it's on the ramp to go westbound on I-80. And you've got this crash out on SR-36 as you head up towards Lake Point from Tooele and Stansbury Park. This is at Mills Junction. It looks like now they've got both lanes going back through there, so that should start to get a little bit better. Down in Utah County, I-15 is slow from 2100 North up to Timpanogos Highway. Heather?
Speeds are improving just a bit southbound I-15 between Layton Parkway and the US 89 split in Farmington, but by the time you hit Parish Lane in Centerville, then you're stop and go from there into downtown Salt Lake. You're still going to have delays on Legacy Parkway southbound between Woods Cross and the West Side Belt interchange, and once you hop on the West Side Belt, you're very slow from there to I-80 West. All My Sons Moving and Storage is a well-trained, friendly staff. All My Sons is insured, accredited A with the Better Business Bureau. For information, call Star Star Move or allmysons.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.